It's lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies Podcast.
The Two Johnnies Podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast. Hello, hello, hello.
You're welcome once again to the Two Johnnies Podcast, bringing you all the mayhem and news from the world of the Two Johnnies.
I'm Johnny B.
And I'm Johnny Smacks. Podcast number 10, lads, coming at you from the Big Smoke. We are in an unnamed Dublin hotel, which we will not mention because they're not paying us cash. On this week's podcast, we are discussing how to make the best of your summer and avoid those shitty summer jobs from hell.
We'll be revisiting our childhood, discussing our favourite films, TV shows, and comparing it to the young buckos nowadays.
Maura will be quizzing us once again with her mystery topic. Noel Furlong will be here to give you your weekly dose of news and conspiracy stories, which are in no way probably true.
Every word that man says is true. And we'll round off the podcast with our yurt and dirt.
Before commencing with proceedings, matters arising from last week's podcast, Johnny Bay.
Well, the big one is, of course, last week we said we were going to explain our love of chicken goujons. And we just got carried away. We were having too much crack and we forgot. So before we go any further, we're going to explain. Now, this started on, we were on Snapchat and we were just saying everywhere we go, we say, throw out the goujons, kid. Throw them out.
Yeah, and also we were at my sister's confirmation and a girl there, she goes out with my friend Chris. Sarah's her name. She works in the deli. And she was just saying some of the characters who come in and out of deli to her. And
there's Ross one, Vegas.
Yeah, and there's one lad who comes in and he just says, Sarah, jambon, throw it out, kid. So we just thought this was hilarious. So we love goujons. So now we just go into delis and say, goujons, throw them out, kid.
Yeah, and twice this week I went into a deli and was greeted with the complete absence of goujons.
Yeah, so deli counters across Ireland, sorted out.
Yeah, I was in the one in Tiptown and I was like, give me all your goujons. And she's like, plain or spicy. I said, you're not hearing me, girl.
Put them in the bag now.
Goujons, kid, throw them out. And I remember the first time I ever heard about goujons. I was in Dublin, right?
Oh, of course you were.
I was doing my apprenticeship and I was at my mate's gaff out in Clonsilla and his mother said, do you want a few goujons? Now, me being from the country, like, I thought they were some sort of French vegetable. Goujon. I was expecting, like, a cucumber or something from on the plate. Bird of chicken. They're lovely.
Loved it.
I never looked back since.
Never looked back. That's fascinating insight there into the world of chicken goujons from Johnny B.
Just to let you know.
Also, from last week's podcast, Sean got in touch to say, I've got a lot of regrets of people he shifted, just like Maura. And his friends never stop teasing him about it. He came out of one shift and said she tasted like soda cream. And he was called Soda Cream from then on.
How are you, Soda Cream? Okay, and our mate Foggy from London Snapchat had us to say, lads, you're going to have me locked up. He was on the tube into work, laughing so hard, there were tears rolling down his face. It looked like he was having some sort of mental breakdown. People were coming over, putting their hands on his shoulder, asking, was he okay? To make matters worse, Foggy said he couldn't answer them back, and he just had to get off the train to get away from them. He was only halfway to work. He'd get off the train, lad.
Finally, Brendan on Twitter said, in Bristol, walking through Aldi, absolutely creased myself at Noel's news on hashtag Two Johnnies Pod. Keep her going, lads. And lots of Two Johnnies podcasts seem to have a thing for shopping at German discount retailers.
Don't tell Noel, lads.
Don't tell Noel that, lads. He'll come, and I tell you, he'll lift the legs off.
Noel said that money goes under the counter and straight to Angela Merkel.
And finally, lads, somebody left us a voicemail during this week. And here it is.
Guys, Two Johnnies, where are you guys? Scots, I'm coming for you guys. I'm coming for you.
So that was a threatening message from country superstar Jimmy Buckley. So listen, word has leaked into Jimmy Buckley's camp. We've been slagging him off.
You've been going from that.
No, man. You've been telling me to. I'm only doing what you're telling me. Jimmy, it wasn't me. In the words of Shaggy, it wasn't me.
It was all new, lad. I never said a word against Jimmy. You said you were going to poke the head off Jimmy Buckley.
But I must say, Jimmy, I retract everything. You're a sound old bloke, and that was a top-class message. So, fair play to Jimmy.
That's it. By one voicemail from Jimmy Buckley, and you fill your trousers now.
he sounded like he was going to do us, lad.
He called us scuts.
Scuts. I've been called worse, to be honest. Yeah. Okay, the weekly roundup. What's been going on in Two Johnny's Land this week? Johnny B.
We had a good video during the week about Irish mothers and the things they get up to and they get a bit carried away. And my mother rang me the next day going, well, is that what you think of your mother? I was like, no, it's based on Smax's mother.
My mother rang me and was like, did you tell Johnny B I said all those things? So straight away she implicated herself. It was, yeah. That is my mother, typical. Like, yeah, you lose a bit of weight, she just straight away The child's on drugs. He's on drugs. We're going to have a word.
You're falling away to nothing.
You're falling away to nothing. Are you eating it?
Are you eating it all?
She rings me every week and says, I'll get you vitamins. I'm 6 years out of home. She still hasn't got the vitamins. I could have scurvy. I could be dead.
Now, my mother would come over and say, like, God, you're putting on a lot of weight. What are you doing? And then she'd sit a tart in front of me. Eat that now. I made that for you.
Yeah.
Honest to God, woman. You're sending me mixed messages here, like.
A double-edged sword, Johnny. Also this week, we put the finish.
Actually, I do. I always eat the tarts. They're class.
Yeah, you like the tarts, sorry. Undertone there. Also this week, we put the finishing touches to our new single, which we'll reveal full details of in next week's podcast. We might even give you a little teaser to that.
If you're good.
If you're good.
So we're recording the podcast a little earlier than usual because this Saturday night we're going to be flat out on the red carpet at the inaugural AIB GAA Club Players All-Stars. It's the hurling and the football, Johnny.
The Club All-Stars, yeah, and it's great. We've been invited. We're going to do some questions on the red carpet. We'll be asking all the, you know, real cutting-edge questions like who has better hair, me or Johnny B? Who's got a nicer suit?
Obviously, the answers to most of those are Johnny B, but...
Typical.
Look, if you're not going to take this seriously, Johnny, I don't know.
So yeah, we're at that
that's live from Croke Park.
That's live, so you can catch that in the AIB Facebook page. Actually it'll be over by the time this goes out. It's going to be over. So hopefully you will have enjoyed it.
Yeah, and there'll be a video of the highlights on our own Facebook page. Check it out, man.
Looking ahead to the week, we're in Carrickmacross this Saturday night, Johnny, up in Monaghan in the Nuremore Hotel.
That's right, and Maura is coming to translate for us.
Yeah. So if there's any, something we can't understand, Maura will be there just translating it for us because, you know, we've never been up that far before.
No, Maura, you would have been in Carrickmacross many a time.
Yeah, well, I went to secondary school in Carrickmacross in the Louis, and yeah, so
explains
I have...
a lot.
There's a lot of my family and friends going, so you better be funny, so no pressure.
We're going to be dour now on purpose.
We better be funny. First time for Everton, Maura.
Maura's working with them too. Jeez, they're shite. No, we're looking forward to that. That's going to be great crack. And we're also back in the studio this week.
Yeah, and upcoming gigs. We have two very good shows, one in Abu Dhabi and the other in Tullamore.
Two metropolises of towns. Only slightly different. They're both lovely. You can find them details on our Facebook page.
That's
and the Snap
it, kid.
And Instagram. Topic number one. Okay. The cows are out of sheds, lads. The grass is growing. I'm in me shorts. That can only mean one thing. Summer, or, well, just slightly warmer weather is here. So how do you make the most of it? We're going to tell you how to have a good summer and avoid those stupid summer jobs that we done. We have some bad memories of summer jobs, Johnny B, don't we?
I did. I worked, actually, one of my first ever jobs was making slithers for a man. That's right. You used to have to punch the leather out of a big sheet of leather, and then they'd give you bicycle gloves, and you'd be trying to hand sew the slithers. Honest to God.
Bicycle gloves?
I know, it was a disaster. It's a big needle.
What are bicycle gloves?
Did you never see bicycle gloves?
No.
They're fingerless, small gloves.
Oh, rubby gloves.
Fair enough.
Okay, bicycle gloves. Give you a bit of purchase.
It was a disaster. It lasted 2 days.
No, it didn't go well for you.
Didn't go well, lad.
Said you make the hurleys instead.
Yeah.
I had some disastrous summer jobs. To be fair, I've had like loads of jobs.
Every job, you're still a disaster in your job, to be honest.
Yeah. So I started in Supervalue as a butcher originally. Yeah. At 15, didn't go too well. I had to do a split shift one day, so they made me come in the morning from 6 to 12. I'd go and play a hurling match and come back and close that night. Now that's too much work for any man. So I immediately quit the job.
That was it.
That was it. I moved on to lifestyle from then. And that was a great job.
Really?
All day long doing keepy-uppies.
Lifestyle sports,
yeah. And I was class at like doing keepy-uppies. And then for the crack, when I was arranging the shop, I'd move a couple of hangers, you know, the big clothes rails. And I used to stand at the till, and I used to be able to like curl the ball around the rail and into the changing room. And that's how I spent my days in
how
lifestyle.
How far was it?
It's only maybe 15 yards. But there was a bit of skill involved. I had it down though by the end.
Still a good shot.
Yeah, but we great crack in there. Like the staff in there, I'm still friends with them now. They're some crack. Like one Saturday I went in there and the storeroom was a mess. You used to climb up a ladder to get a pair of shoeboxes and stuff like that. And one day I lay down and Chiron, who used to work in there, put the ladder on top of me, covered my face in red sauce, and ran out then and said to the two managers, Johnny's after falling off the ladder, he's split inside. And they came in then They didn't even laugh. It wasn't funny. But when they look back on the CCTV to see me lying on the ground and him putting the ladder and squirting the tomato sauce on top of me. Oh my God. And like, you know, I was 18. I was a man. It wasn't like I was a kid. I was a man.
You're still not a man.
No. And there's also CCTV footage of me somewhere doing a slide tackle out the front door lifestyle after a ball. and trapping it in the middle of the shopping centre. So if anybody has that CCTV, get in touch. That'd be good on Instagram.
How did you hear about this footage?
And the security guard came down and said, "What kind of shit are you doing in here?" And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "Look at this." So he brought me up then and showed me footage. And you can just see me doing a big slide tackle out the double doors of Lifestyle after a football. And I end up in like the middle of the shopping centre. And then I get up then proud as punch, pick the ball up, put it under my arm, walk back into the shop. So, yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't employ myself after just hearing this shit.
Well, I actually worked in Super Value for a time as well. And speaking of match, one Saturday, came in the morning, done me a few hours, went and hurled a match down the park in Care on my bicycle, cycled back to work, snuck back into the storeroom, and no one even noticed I was gone. And then I was wrecked. So I was only back about 15 minutes, and I said to Finbar, "Can I go for lunch?" "Yeah, jeez, I never told you to go for lunch. Yeah, sorry, I missed you there. I went off and got an old roll."
And I actually, that's where I ended up working before this.
In Super Value with Finbar.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got away with that though when I was there.
Well, I loved Super Value back in my day because there was a lad there, Jamie, gas man. And he had a black shirt and like a navy jumper with little small Super Value on it. And some days he wouldn't wear the Super Value one, he'd just wear a navy jumper. And he used to get the packaging out of the mushrooms and put it on, it looked like a priest collar. And he'd go out and he'd be doing the fruit and veg. And someone would say like, "Oh, where's the tomatoes?" And he'd say, "Oh God, I don't work here. I'm only helping out there, a bit stuck today." And he used to pretend to be a priest going on the shop.
Oh, that's brilliant. So when I left Lifestyle then, my final job for full-time employment was in a filling station. And I used to just like pour people's petrol and diesel. Like they'd pull up and you go out and fill it for them. Like it was mainly for like old women who didn't want to get out of the car. But yeah, I got let go from there. Yeah, filled someone's petrol tank full of... or fill someone's diesel tank full of petrol.
Oh no.
Yeah, but sure, look, I'm not the brightest, am I? It's just as well. As well this comedy lark is paying off because...
I don't know, the shop was great, crack.
Working in the shop?
Yeah.
You didn't have
we used to have trolley watch.
You didn't have the boss I had, lad.
No, we great bosses in Care.
Yeah, no, I love Super Value. Super Value was great, crack, now. Plum Moss and Owl once. Oh yeah. Used to love it by you. Oh,
you're still at it.
But the only thing is, you have the same conversation. Like
yeah.
I was a butcher. It's like being a hairdresser or something like that. You have the same conversation about the weather 25 times a day. Mm. Yeah, and somewhere you don't want to be hungover as well, let me tell you that. The bang off a lamb there, knock a horse.
Well, I worked in after that. I got a job in a tyre place because the hours in Super Value, sure, I was making no money. Went into this tyre place.
Loves the money.
Loves the old twine. You'd be ruined. You'd be stink from oil now. No amount of washing yourself would get rid of it. And you had these big red overalls. I looked like I was in Slipknot. My face is covered in shite. And
you had a big ponytail as well.
I had long hair as well. Like, yeah. It was a good look for me. I enjoyed it now.
But like this summer, I would be saying to people, you know, if you're off work, if you've a handy number like a teacher, the teachers would be going bananas now on Instagram. We don't have a handy job. I'm only joking. But if you've got the summer off or if you're in college, you know, enjoy your summer. I'd be saying, have some Clonmel Chardonnay, go to a few GAA matches, catch a bit of sun if there is any. Mm. But this summer, Johnny, we're doing it a little bit different.
We are heading across the water.
We are, yeah. Not to England.
No,
we're Baird.
We're going the other way. We're Baird in England. We're going to America. We're going to San Fran and supposed to be doing San Diego, Boston and New York City as well.
Yeah, so we're working on a secret project that I guess the three of us are involved in that we can't announce... as of yet, but don't worry, lads. We'll keep you in the loop. You know, we won't be snaky about it.
Yeah, so we want to hear from all the boys out in San Fran.
We want to hear from people from San Fran. If you're going doing a J1 in San Fran, Boston, New York, or San Diego, let us know. And we could be chatting to you, lads. We could be chatting to you. We spent some time in Woodlawn last year in New York.
It's the greatest place on earth.
Oh, man, I tell you one thing. If you're ever going on a stag, just go to New York. It might cost a few extra pound.
It will.
But, like, yeah, and it'll cost you a few days of your life and possibly a liver disease, but it'll be well worth it. It's a great spot. New York's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you got to watch yourself on the J1. I was talking to a mate of mine. He was a waiter in a restaurant run by these South American lads, and he turned up for work one day. He used to get $2 an hour, and then all your tips... Big tips, like the boys keep your tips and hand them out at the end of the month. End of the month came, they all showed up for work. The shutters were down and the place was closed and the boys were gone. Imaha, vanished.
Oh, yeah, that's bad buzz. That is a bad
negative waves,
buzz.
Man. Most of the boys work in construction out there.
Yeah.
Do nothing.
Well, the old J1 boys probably don't do much, but the Irish lads out there are probably getting flogged up at 5 o'clock in the morning. The J1 boys are just walking around a pair of sambas and shorts.
Do nothing.
Getting a tan.
You gotta love the barmen out in New York. That's one thing I'll
They're
say.
They're the best.
They actually work hard because they get paid in tips. Maura, yeah. You worked in the bar yourself.
Yeah, I just want to kind of emphasize to people, if you are getting a summer job, don't work for your parents because you'll regret it. So like my first proper summer job was kind of like between first and second year in college. And rather than look for a job, it's just like, oh, daddy, sure you give me a job in the pub, like whatever, and I'll do a couple of shifts. And it's just treated like slave labor. And like, basically, if my parents didn't want to do a shift, it's like, oh, Maura, you go out and do tonight, will ya? And like, they made me do all the crap shifts. And they were like, if anything went wrong, I just got given out to as if I was 12 again. It's like, sure, well, you're an education girl. What are you doing that for? Is whatever. So then the following summer, I went and got a job in a different bar in a hotel in Navan. So it was great. I really enjoyed it at work.
So you went and worked in opposition to your family business rather than work
yes,
for your parents.
Out of spite.
Evil.
And I actually got paid properly. And yeah, it was great. Yeah.
It is tough. Like, you see lads who the family have a farm and you end up working every hour God gives you on the farm.
Yeah.
And you get nothing at the end of the week. You might get £100 or something. Yeah. I know lads in their 30s still on that arrangement.
No good, man.
No good, no. Stacking square bales. No, it's great crack, all right. But there's no money in it.
No, there's not. There's not, man. Thank God I developed hay fever over the... over the last couple of years, which has stopped me from stooking bales.
It did. No, I worked on building sites when I was in school. And my summer jobs, some crack. Yeah. I worked with a father and son operation. Oh my God, they were some crack. The son would start on one corner laying blocks, and the father would start at the other corner laying blocks. And by the time they'd meet in the middle, they'd be off by an inch.
Oh God.
And they'd be saying, "Your beds are too big. Your beds are too man." And this would go on all day, and I'd have to stand there and labour for them.
Great crack. So listen, I mean, we want to hear from people. We want to know what's the worst summer job you've ever had. What's the worst things that ever happened to you in your job? Have you ever made a big mistake like I have, filling the wrong tank? But especially, we want to hear from the lads who are heading on J1s this
and
year.
And ladies.
And ladies. Sorry, yeah. Lads,
sorry,
just
Johnny especially wants to hear from the ladies.
I have a note here saying, Johnny B, ladies.
No, well, the best job I ever had was being in a pub band. When I was still in school, we were gigging. We had four of us. We had a band called No Better Bookles. And I know it should be Bookley, but like, we were still in school.
There's Irish teachers pulling their hair out all over the country now.
It was myself and my mate Gonzo. We had a two-piece. And then sometimes Gonzo would hop on the drums and we'd get different lads come in. And our bass player was Petey Starlet, was his nickname. Because he always drove Starlets. He went through about five Starlets while he was in the band. And we used to have to get Buddy Flannery to drive the van because you can't carry a band in a Starlet. So Petey Starlet, or Pete St. John as his actual name, I hope he's keeping well and playing the old bass.
Yeah, but we want to hear, lads, from people going on the J1s. I mean, you do come across some characters. We went out there last year and the guy who was sorting our accommodation, for just some strange reason, he just wouldn't give us directions to where it was.
He wouldn't give us the address for Google Maps.
For Google Maps. It was like it was a game to him. And like, we'd never been to New York before, and we're like, have you got the directions there? And he was like, right, go to the top of the road till you can go no more, then go right. And we were like, jeez, like, what's the address? And he was like,
go halfway down that
Delano Drive, right? And we hadn't a clue what he's talking about. He's like, and you'll see a house, 233 and a half. I was like, this lad's fucking having us on now. He's flying us to New York now to make a mug out of us. But it was great crack. We loved it. And we want to hear your J1 experiences, and we want to hear where you're going this summer. So as I said, San Diego, San Fran, New York, Boston. If you're going, get in touch with us. You could be part of our very special project. Jeez, I'm stammering. That's wicked.
This man, he's had half a gin and elderflower.
It's gone to my head. All right. It's the time of the week, lads. 19 years, he's hurled senior, and not once did he catch a ball. But he did catch the train to Dublin today. He's here. Somehow he's found our luxurious hotel. It's time for Noel's News.
Noel's News! It's Noel's News! Or a young fella.
Well, Noel, how are you? How did you find getting to Dublin?
Fucking dive.
Thanks very much, though, for making the trip up. We'll sort out your expenses.
You better.
Yeah, we will.
I got the train up. It was grand. I had tea on the train. You couldn't be driving up here.
No, do you not like driving up in Dublin, though?
Fucking lanes going everywhere.
No good.
I haven't been to Dublin since I took Carmel to the 89 All-Ireland Final. Never again am I bringing that woman to a match.
Brilliant. So you're here.
I got into an old row, as I do.
Oh, God.
She tried to, well, she was screaming.
The one you got in a row with.
You shut up now, you prick. Drinking fucking gin like you're Maggie Thatcher. I think you're a fucking Gail Platt.
Right, Noel, you're here to serve us up another helping of Noel's News.
Yeah. God. Bit of professionalism in this podcast. Jimmy Buckley was right about you. Now, my first stop is, of course, Africa. Okay, the fine country of Swaziland is changing its name to the Kingdom of Eswatini. That's a fact. Do you hear that? Do you hear that?
Yes.
Mara knew that. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't, your fuck know that. Huh?
Mara's very educated.
I'd say if it wasn't on Pornhub, you didn't hear about it. Huh? You'd home fucking stroking yourself. Right? So they're changing their name to the Kingdom of Eswatini. It's still a fucking shithole, though. What? You're looking at me now, Mara, like you've seen my internet history. Now, it's an absolute fucking dive. Have you ever been there?
No. Have you?
Swaziland?
Yeah.
I haven't been to fucking Monaghan. Now, Eswatini, it sounds like a cocktail that you drink by a stockbroker avoiding his wife. Something you drink.
Thank you. No.
And I get two Eswatinis. Easy on the teeny. So, it's King Maswati II is the main man there. I'd be fairly swatty too if I was out there. Fucking roasting out in that place. So now they announced the name change at the 50th anniversary of independence. And who did they get independence from? Well, it wasn't Carlo. Tell you fucking, Iraq have better life expectancy than parts of Carlo. And a better club hurling scene. No, it was from the Brits, of course. Oh. Fuck's sake, who else? Putting their boots everywhere. So, Eswazi means land of the Swazis. And it was named after the first king, Maswati, who unified them. And it kind of reminds me of how Cahin named their team Father Sheehy's. They named the country after the man. That's a fact. It's about the size of Munster minus Clare.
Okay, that's an odd comparison.
It's accurate, you tool. Now, I mean, would you miss Clare and Munster? If Clare was gone, would you miss it? Do you know? But a lot of people are saying, you know, King Miswati, you'd be as well off fix the economy, never mind changing the name. Now, the king himself have 15 wives.
Jesus.
The previous lad, his father, had 125 wives.
Ooh, that's...
And it's a pure coincidence that they have the world's highest rate of AIDS.
Oh my God.
It's the last absolute monarchy in Africa. So who's going to tell the king he have a dirty Mickey? Who's going to do it? Who's going to be brave enough to do it? You going to tell him Maureen?
Maureen.
I think we might send you, Noel.
I'll fucking tell him. Me, myself, and King Miswati, toe to toe, I'll fucking lay him out. I'll lay him out like fucking paving slabs. He'd want to wash that thing in Dettol or something.
The places he'd be sticking
it. He's going around the place now dressed like Fred Flintstone.
Okay.
He fucking had lion skin thrown over him and all now. So the country is absolutely broke. It's like an art student on a Friday morning. Not a fucking penny. And see, Miswati the king, he believes that all the money of the country is his by inheritance. He says it's mine. You can fuck off. And he's wasting it. His wives are going around in the finest of gear. The absolute finest of gear. They have Gucci and Chanel and all the other brands.
Chanel. I think it's Chanel, Noel.
Chanel?
Chanel.
Chanel it is. They've their channel sunglasses and all. And if fucking gas the gear they have, huh? And look at the cut of you. Huh? You're like a hobo kicked through River Island. So, the IMF came into him and said, Miswati, you may stop wasting money, lad. You're fucking wasting money you got on. You know what I mean? All the wives you have. Just like Carmel, when she go to country markets, all bets are off. When she see that stripy cake, I don't care how much it is, she have to have it.
She have to have it.
Stripy cake.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else with Carmel at the farmer's market there for a minute.
Wasting money.
No, somewhere else.
Yeah, dirty mind on you.
Yeah.
Wait till Jimmy Buckley straightens you up, by. Toe to toe, by. With a man. So they asked South Africa for a lend of a few bob. And South Africa said, how much do you want? $1.4 million. You'd be fucking waiting to get that back, wouldn't you? Huh? Off King Miswati. You can't put the shite back in the cow, lad. So they're fucking, he's worse than the county council, that man. Where's the money going out? An awful man, King Miswati. So if he's listening, he's probably not.
Probably not, I'd say, no. Yeah.
He's probably too busy out in Swatiland.
Sowing his oats.
Yeah, up to no good. I fucking straighten him out by a week on my farm now and make a man of him. Now, my second gripe of the week, out to lovely Colombia.
Oh, God.
Oh, God is right. Now, the government abroad in Colombia have a major crackdown on the growing of the coca crop, which they make cocaine out of course. See, this all came about, they have a truce with FARC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mara knows about these things.
Who's FARC?
It's like talking to a child. Like talking to a fucking child.
They're rebels.
Rebels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Cork people.
Oh, my
More
God.
More violent.
Oh, my God. Have you any schooling? Have you just dragged up through life? FARC. F-A-R-C. Fueras Armadas Revolucionarias de Colombia El Ejecto del Pueblo.
Man, no.
You didn't know I could speak Spanish, did you?
No.
You fucking lie. They're Colombia's version of the RA. Basically, that's what FARC are. And they started in 1964. And they were in charge of the whole half of the country, basically. They had all the jungle and all that. FARC were the boys there. They were in charge. Now, they were tough. Iron fist. They were in charge of the whole place. But they got things done. That was like me when I was over the juvenile club. I wasn't liked, but fucking 9 county titles in 10 years. You don't lie. So that's FARC. Now they signed a peace deal, and FARC apparently they're going on the back burner. They're going disbanding, apparently, right? So there's no one in charge of growing down Charlie now. Do you know who? Now, I was talking to a woman, and she's from the state of Nariña, and she's 2 kids, and she's 8.5 hectares of farmland, and 2 hectares she's growing down Corky. Now they have the whole family out picking the leaves, like picking bucalons now for them. You know what I mean? So they pick the leaves, and the boys come round, and they get a 12 kg bag of the coca leaves, and they only get $10 for it. Huh?
That's bad.
And you thought dairy gold were bad. Now, so they say that 12 kg bag of leaves will get you about 25 grams of coke. Ooh. I mean, that could get you $2,000 on the streets of Longford. A lot of money. So FARC are gone, and the whole place up in a heap, and there's gangs springing up, and now the cops arrive on in a helicopter, and they'd have a machine gun on their back and a shovel in their hand. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact. And they go around digging up the coke, the plants, and the army come on, but they fly in the helicopters and they go away again. They can't stay. They said it's too wild and too mountainous, they can't keep control of the place. It's like Tullamore. Okay. But the farmer's only trying to make a few pounds. Everybody out to get a small farmer. Oh, don't grow sugar beet. Don't grow cocaine. Noel, don't kick the cow up the hole. Like, what? Fuck, do you know about it? What do you know about it?
Huh? Oh, that's brilliant.
Lads up in Bogota making decisions. So they want the farmers to grow legal crops. Do you know? Very bad ground in Colombia. Very hard to make money. Very bad ground. It's like Offaly. Very hard to do farming. So anyway, my local story of the week, the big talk around the town this week is, of course, McGrath is already doing silage. 4 fine days and toss McGrath out in the tractor.
He the fucking field destroyed.
He's only renting that from Kearney. Yeah. He's only renting that from Kearney. And you know Pat Kearney as well as I do. He's going to flake the fucking head off Toss. He's going to puck that head clean off Toss and McGrath. You know it's out by the Bad Bend.
Yeah.
You know the field. You know.
Yeah.
You know the
yeah.
Bad Bend. You do it. And he's dragging shit out onto the road. Dragging muck, and the neighbours are going demented over thing. That man have no appreciation for land. Not a bit. See, the McGraths only married into that farm. That's a fact.
That's a fact.
People don't know that. That was Barrett's field before they had it. They're not natives to Kilmallogue at all.
Okay.
That's a fact. Now, McGrath, his wife is an outsider again.
Ooh.
She only married in again. Emer. Did you ever meet Emer McGrath?
No.
You know Emer McGrath, Mara.
Do I?
Maureen, I don't know. You're hanging on to them two fucking clem pipes too long, I tell you. Now, she have a new extension on the house. I swear to God. Like, and she getting Flannery to do it. It's a disaster. I mean, Rome wasn't built in a day, but it was still done before McGrath's extension. She's going around the place. You'd swear she was married to King Maswati. Now, I mean, Flannery an awful builder. That man, he was fucking fingers in more pies than Dwayne Allen. So the wife is going around. Emer going around, spending all of McGrath's money. She have a new car. New fucking the channel glasses on her and all, the whole lot. She's going around, you swear she's fucking Kim Kardashian, Maureen. You know what I mean? And they're another shower of whores. They're another, they're Kim Kardashian one, famous for sitting around on her fat hoop. Huh? Taking selfies now and talking shite, all that woman does. Huh? Did you ever see the video of her?
Yeah.
Glad she took more pipe than the Nina Bypass. People say she's good looking. She's like a fucking horse that got a makeover on Morandahi. Never liked them. Never liked them Kardashians from the fucking word go. People forget what went on with them. Something they don't teach in school now, that Kim Kardashian killed Bobby Sands.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Oh, yeah.
Stone dead. That's a fact.
That is definitely not a fact.
He didn't starve at all. He was just sick of her shit. He couldn't fucking listen anymore. He said, Kim, will you shut up?
Oh, brilliant.
So look, guess McGrath doing silage.
That's your local news story.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I mean, it's been a long winter. Mm. But that's fucking ridiculous.
It's early. It is early, in fairness.
But that's, beware the woman with notions. That's that wife has come into that farm and she fucking ruined McGrath. He's only an innocent old boy, Toss McGrath. Fucking ruined him. So, Maureen, watch yourself with them two pups.
I will, though.
He will.
Go on, I'm away.
Are you going? You have to get the train back.
Yeah, I must go up to Guyanese and get a pair of slacks.
Give it up for Noel Furlong, lads. I love it. Okay, if we can all just take a moment there to compose ourselves. I hope nobody has crashed their cars or anything cynical happened while Noel's news is on, because we can't be responsible, lads, for the tears of laughter that man produces. Okay, it's now time for our producer, Maura, to put us on the spot with our mystery topic. And Maura, you've got a game for us this week. We love the games, lads. I'll tell you, it's all about the games.
Crossbar challenge.
What's the crossbar challenge?
I'm Maureen.
Oh, you tried to hit the ball off the crossbar.
Hey. Yes.
Sorry, for a second there, I thought you were talking about something with bikes. I was like, what's that?
All right, that's handlebar challenge.
Okay. Right, the game I have for you this week. So you're both big music heads, right?
Ooh.
So I have, you know the game that they play of at the end of Nevermind the Buzzcocks, where you have to finish off the lyric in the song. I have a bunch of song lyrics here.
Lovely, okay.
I haven't hope. If Max is humming them, I haven't hope.
But like, yeah, I'm desperate with lyrics. I'm the worst man ever for lyrics. I just make them up and think, fucking they're better.
Well, yeah, I'm going to give you a minute each, right? And whoever gets the most lyrics gets this €10 Eddie Rockets voucher, which I just happen to have in my handbag.
Goujons kit.
Yeah. So this is it. So, right, let me set up the timer here. And Smacks, I went first with you last week. So, Johnny, yes. You're up first.
Okay. The advantage.
What, okay.
Well, how does this work?
So I'm going to say two lines of the lyrics, right? Of the, so it's all opening lines to songs. Okay. And then you have to say the next line. So I will give you a sample one just so we understand it fully, right? So say, it, this is Roy Said Fred, I'm Too Sexy. So I'll say, I'm too sexy for my shirt, too sexy for my shirt.
That's Roy Said Fred.
So sexy it hurts. Oh, that's the line.
Say the next line.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you want to try that again?
I've got it now. I've got a grasp of it.
Okay. Right.
Yes, he did do LCA for his leaving
service. If there wasn't a nice frosted glass table in between us now,
you'd be getting it.
Okay, right. So 1 minute on the clock. Go. I remember 62. I was 16 and so were you.
And we live in next door in Devenue.
Yes, correct. Paul Harrington and Charlie Mugetti, Rock and Roll Kids. At first I was afraid. I was petrified. Kept thinking I could never live without you by my side.
All those nights, how you did me wrong and I grew strong.
Gloria Gaynor, I will survive.
Hey, how to sing along. Sorry, go on.
You need cooling, baby, I'm not fooling.
I'm gonna send you back to school in.
Led Zeppelin, A Whole Lot of Love. Young man, there's no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground.
You can go there.
Pass. Village People, YMCA. Okay. Dirty, filthy, nasty, you nasty. Too dirty to clean my act up.
No. See, that's Christina Aguilera. I never heard any of the lyrics and he looked at her arse.
Okay. I won't let you down. I will not give you up.
I will not give you up. You gotta give for what you take. Yeah, yeah. George Michael.
Yeah, George Michael, Freedom Right. It's I won't let you down. I will not give you up. Gotta have some faith in the sound. It's a one good thing I've got. So I'm giving you.
I make that three.
Three. Okay, Smax is keeping a score there.
Surely my Led Zeppelin impression is worth a half pint.
Right, so I've got three to beat. I'm nervous now because I was switching off there. I was trying to practice, but.
Okay.
Johnny's making me laugh.
Johnny B, will you keep score here? So
no.
Resetting.
Whew, I'm nervous.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Ooh, you can dance, you can jive.
Having the time of her life.
ABBA, Dancing Queen.
Wrong.
Desert loving in your eyes all the way. If I listen to your lies, would you say?
Pass.
I'm Man Without Conviction, Culture Club, Karma Chameleon. You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out, I shook you up.
Ah, yeah. Pass.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to...
Get away.
Yes, from the pain there. Self-styled tainted love.
Yeah, that's two.
Any Kravitz? Sorry, go on.
Relax, don't do it when you want to go to it.
Relax, don't do it.
When you want to
come, go to, yes,
I'll give you that.
Yeah, yes, three, that's three. I need one to win. Ah!
Swinging up in the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name.
Oh, pass.
There used to be a graying tower alone in the sea. You became the light on the dark side of me.
Love remains a drug that's to hide now from here.
But I can't believe you got that.
Kiss from a Rose.
My eyes,
best song of all time.
And
he was clearly gone over in a minute there now, so I'm not giving you
that. No. He got.
Yes.
He was inside the minute.
Me hope. Yes. Not to hope.
Dick, you can now call me the kid. No. I will be launching the lyrics board back in RT next week. Miss
Elfin
so, Linda Martin.
So what was the score?
4-3, I won.
Johnny won. Johnny B won.
I
got two half ones, lad.
No, that doesn't count.
You passed on By George.
I know he's from Thurles, but...
And he a big influence on your life.
My dress sense.
Yeah.
So, Mara, did I win that?
You did, yeah. No, like,
no.
I was so impressed that you got Seal Kiss from Rose, because that was one thing.
Yeah.
Look what's on the stop clock there now. Minute and a half.
Yeah, but you got that as well, I'd say.
Yeah, I'm like awfully that time they all sat down in the field. Back.
Right, okay, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to throw up one more, right?
Okay, first one.
And whoever sings this the best, right?
Sure, I've won then.
Gets the voucher, right? This was never the way I planned, not my intention.
Johnny Smacks last Sunday morning.
Tumbleweed.
I got so brave, drink in hand, lost my discretion. It's Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl.
She said, you know what? I actually never heard those that before. Like,
have you seen the video?
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the problem.
I was trying to pick songs that you knew, so I was like, songs you talked about.
How about we just split the 10-year voucher three ways?
Rip it in half there.
More, I love that. But like, to me, I'm claiming the victory there. So we might be back next week with a Johnny versus Johnny. Mara, class as always. I love that topic. Don't forget, lads, to rate, review and tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast, and subscribe to the podcast, lads. The downloads are flying. We're soaring back to, we went back to number one again.
Back to number one again last week. Sound out, kids.
We love it, lads. So keep it going and keep her lit, and we'll keep the content poked out to you, right?
Big love.
Okay, so topic number three. Now, by this stage, right, if you're a regular to the Two Johnnies podcast, you'll know how much we love reliving our childhood. So with that in mind, we thought we might share some of our favourite TV shows and films from when we were young fellas, when we were starting to pull trousers up over our arses.
Bays.
Young bays.
Bays.
So, like, I suppose, will I start, John?
Oh, sure, go on, sure.
Like, I'm barely even an adult at this stage. I'm only coming out of my teenage years, like.
The mind of a bay.
What? The body of a granddad. Like, when I was younger, like, telly was strange, like, when we were kids, in fairness. Like, do you remember the Elephant Show? Skinnamarinky-dinky-dink, skinnamarinky-doo. Do you remember that?
I love you,
you're so terrific. Lads, people, please.
No, I'm thinking of, do you remember...
Now, what,
don't say Barbar.
No, it wasn't Barbar.
Barbar is only a prick. You fucking spoiled rotten, that elephant. Like, yeah. You were going around the big house.
Mother going around the place putting blankets on him the whole time. Oh, Barbar, have a blanket. Huh? Sure, that's not realistic to kids at all.
No, and there are elephants out in Africa that have been shot.
Yeah, and Barbar are in sleep in front of the fire. Don't make sense. And it want to be a fair big house to house elephants. Don't make sense.
No, and the mother walking around on her hind legs.
Now, the Elephant Show was set in America, and it was just kind of like, you know the Wiggles? You know them fuckers?
Big.
My sister now is 12, so when she was growing up, it was the Wiggles. Four lads dancing around. Muck. Like,
the Elephant Show wasn't animated.
No, it was just a fella dressed as an elephant, and he just kind of walked around. It was like...
He used to walk around and kidnap children.
He definitely didn't. But lads, get in touch. I want to hear your impressions. Send them to us on Instagram and Snapchat of the elephant song, Skinnamarinky Dinky Dink. Me sitting Johnny came home from Wexford, and I was 2 hours not speaking to him, trying to think of that song, and eventually just popped into my head in Carrick, and I was just roaring through the streets of Carrick.
He was people he knew from Askeria, ringing them. What was the show with the elephant? How did it go? And they were like, oh, shit, was it Barbar? No, not Barbar. And he'd ring someone else then. Like,
yeah, no.
All the way home from Wexford, like.
And like, while I'm on the...
We're waking people up out of bed.
And while I'm on the animal way of thinking, the animal's farting wood. Do you remember the snake in that? There's never been a character I've hated more than the snake.
People going about like Joffrey in Game of Thrones. No way. The snake in Farthing Wood is the greatest bastard to ever be on television.
It's like that bitch down the road who starts rumours about you. I wasn't robbing your turf out of shed. I swear to God. You know. But you insist on saying it. So the snake is slithering and the people are coming. So I hated. That was my first hatred as a young lad.
The poor rabbits to be petrified.
Yeah, the rabbits in Farthing Wood.
An awful way. Awful way. Yeah. Snake only laughing at him. And the stoat then.
The stoat, yeah.
The stoat was another little prick. Mara, did you used to watch Farthing with Friends?
I have a thing against animations where the animals are given voices. I don't like it. Sorry, that sounds really weird, but I just...
What about Peter Rabbit?
No, I didn't like
it. I went to cinema see that a few weeks ago.
Only good.
Thoroughly enjoyed it, yeah.
So wait. You wouldn't watch something if an animated animal had a voice?
I didn't like The Lion King. I hated it.
Oh, we'll have to scrap that animation program. And
do you want to explain this, Noor?
Because I think that's what leads to veganism. The people put
people won't eat lions.
Human attributes on animals when just animals want to be, you know, animals.
Fair enough.
I know this sounds really weird, but yeah.
So you grew up on a farm.
Yeah.
And would you have named any of the calves or anything?
We probably wouldn't have named cattle, but I would have named my pet lambs.
And then ate them.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I had a
pet sheep called Willie, and
and then you ate the Willie.
She loves
Willie. When she got to like 9 years old.
She?
Yeah. There was a guy who used to drink in a bar called Willie, so then I called, his name was Willie, I don't know what his surname
Willie
was.
The lamb.
So I named my pet lamb after or whatever, and yeah, when she got too old to breed, yeah, we sent her to the factory. It's like, my dad sat me down and was like, you know, we're sending Willie to the factory.
She's going to make a couple of juicy jig of chops.
I was like, that's grand, yeah, sure, do I get the money then, you know, so. Anyway, so.
Do you remember Bosco, Johnny?
I do, yeah.
Never has there been a
Mancha.
More... No.
Bosco Peters.
No. The actual Bosco. Like, never has there been a more nine ginger, like, until Henry Shefflin came along.
Do you not say that about Bosco?
Bosco. He's the devil.
Okay, forget. I have to tell the story about Bosco, right? Okay, I, like, loved Bosco as a child. And my brother and my cousin, so my cousin's a year older than me and my brother's a year younger than me, wouldn't let me get up to the TV sitting room to watch Bosco. And I could hear the theme music starting. I was like, you know, the...
I was like, hello, everybody.
And like, it was starting and he wouldn't let me pass. So then I decided, right, he won't let me pass. I'll go around this way, go around by a table. And I caught my eye off the side of the table. And you can see that, you'll see the scar if you looked up close, if I didn't have makeup on, that I like ripped the eye open and like poured blood. And like, I ended up, it was the first time I had to get stitches. Like, and it was because...
And it was all Bosco's fault.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. It was my brother's and my cousin's fault. And they got in a load of trouble. But like, that's how much I love Bosco. And I was like, I wasn't even like upset about the bleeding. I was like, can I just want Bosco?
You went through the pain barrier for Bosco.
Yeah. I reckon if the devil had a vice, it'd be Bosco's vice.
I bet it is. But when you arrive down into hell, it's just this giant devil there with a fork.
Hello, welcome to hell, everybody. I'm your tour guide, Lucifer.
So that's, but like the den for me anyway was huge. Den, that changed the game. Bring back the den, lads.
Yeah,
we'll present two Johnnies on the den. So me, Johnny, Snotzer, Socky, and Dustin. Bring back the turkey, man. There's not
you
enough
know,
of the turkey.
Ray Darcy said that. You remember when Ted would come along?
Yeah, but sure, that wouldn't be allowed now. It'd be bullying. It would. Oh, Chase Ray is getting bullied by Ted.
You know that they used to throw Ted into him, the production staff, the new on the day that the new Ray was slightly hungover. So
they keep throwing it in. Ah, oh, that's brilliant. But like our friend the Chalk Eyes, you'll often hear us talking about when we talk about him in the live show. But he's a twin brother. Brunch.
They were collectively known as Twix.
Twix, yeah.
Because there was two of them. So.
Yeah, so Chalk Eyes got through to the den live one day and won a bike. Yeah. And so his twin brother, like poor old Liam, he wasn't happy. So the parents actually had to go out and buy Liam the bike. Yeah. To keep the two of them happy. Like. And do you remember What's Knots? Lads, if you're at home now and you like, if this isn't making you laugh enough, go on YouTube, type in What's Knots, right? And there's a young lad calls in, Kevin from Galway. Now, Kevin is a couple of sandwiches short of a picnic. I said, now, he probably grew up to be a grand lad, but he didn't understand the concept of the game. And Francie Boylan was the host. And he was in touch with us during the week, like, because we were chatting about this on Snapchat. And lads, it's around 5 minutes long, the video on YouTube. It's the best 5 minutes you'll ever see. It's guess nowadays, kids' TV's changed.
I'm sure, like, kids don't watch telly anymore. Like, it seems to be all Fortnite. This is what we get on Snapchat. Do you play Fortnite?
And we have lives.
We kind of go day to day. I got about 100 messages about Fortnite before I understood it was a computer game.
Oh my God.
You go shooting, lads, but you can also build stuff. It's kind of like Dublin in the Celtic Tiger.
It's like a big episode of Love Hate.
Yeah. So, Jesus, Siobhan.
Jesus Christ.
So, this is what lads play computer games now. And we were wondering, like, how that's going to affect lads. If you're growing up, you're not going out kicking ball and grabbing thistles. You're inside.
Yeah, staring at the screen of the phone.
Big eyes like a bumblebee.
Now, we did watch television, obviously. Like, now, one thing, in fairness, that I'm sure a lot of parents around the country, which tortured them when their kids were watching television, was Mary Kingston on the Disney show. Don't know if you've ever heard Mary's voice.
Yeah.
Now, if Mammy and Daddy were down the pub on a Saturday night and they got up to listen to Mary Kingston on a Sunday morning, I'd say they'd be confident enough they'd kick the big television out through the window. She was from Cork, you know, so that is a black mark against her straight away. But she'd be on and she'd be screaming. Oh, man, imagine if you were hungover listening
to
that.
You could drill for oil with her voice.
It's not that bad.
No, she was gassing.
She was class, yeah. She was very fun.
I'm going to have to say, I have my top childhood TV shows here.
Can I just mention something?
No.
I just think that things have gone crazy now, like, as regards children's television. They're all trying to make it educational. I mean, if you look back, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah.
Like, the Fat Controller. That wouldn't be allowed nowadays.
No.
He'd have to be called, like, the overweight controller who may or may not have something wrong with his thyroid. That's why he's fat.
Yeah.
You know, they couldn't just call him the Fat Controller. He'd just be the controller.
And in every episode, people have to tell him how beautiful he is.
Yeah. Yeah. And tell us, Johnny, you told me a great fact about Thomas and the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine is voiced over by the drummer from the Beatles.
Ringo Starr.
Really?
I never knew that.
I didn't didn't know
Thomas
that either.
The Tank Engine.
Fascinating, lads.
That's Ringo Starr, lad.
You find out something new, lads, every day on this podcast. Johnny, go yeah. on. You're top.
When I was a very, very, very small boy, I used to watch Zorro. It was on there...
On a Saturday evening?
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, yeah. They replaced them with Xena in the later years.
Xena arrived just in time for my puberty.
For your adolescence.
What was her name? Lucy Lawless, that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it?
She used to be going around with the leather skirt on her, poking the head off all the lads in ancient Greece.
She's in good nick.
Oh, lad, she was fit out. So Zorro was a gas man. He was in Spain. Or was he? He was abroad in California.
Yeah, he was out there shooting the Bounty commercials. Zorro, one sheet is plenty. Did you ever see that?
No.
That's Zorro as well, lad. There you go.
Okay.
Learn something new.
So my other favourite, one of my all-time favourites would be the Turtles.
Ah, yes.
Four absolute heroes. Four homeless lads living in the dungeon with a big giant rat. They look like lads who just took too much LSD in the 60s now, like. Living with a rat, talking to themselves, eating pizza, and inventing shit. Some crack, by. And Shredder from the Turtles, of course, voiced by Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
Yes!
The Turtles!
No way. Uncle Phil, lad.
Class.
And then it was Bebop and Rocksteady. Best names ever. There's actually a heavy metal band called Bebop and Rocksteady. I don't know.
And it also had the best theme tune as well.
Teenage Mutant. Well, the other great theme tune from my youth is X-Men. Wolverine, lad, he was pure cool.
I don't remember the 80s.
Wolverine inspired me to...
I'm joking.
Yeah, it's like that now.
I'm joking.
Wolverine inspired me to grow sidelocks.
Wolverine and Vince Vaughn.
There's a lad in care who gets no sleep, and we all call him Vince Vaughn behind his back.
Ah, that's brilliant.
And then my favourite movies, in third place, Aladdin.
Brilliant film.
Robin Williams as the big blue lad. Second,
The genie, right.
He came out with a lamp. Yeah. Second, Jumanji. Robin Williams at it again. Yeah. Some crack. Fucking nightmares for a month after it.
Jumanji, yeah.
And my favourite kids movie of all time, and I bought it on DVD and I watched it again recently because it's class, is the Disney animated Robin Hood.
Oh, it's very good. The music in it is brilliant.
Music's unreal, lad.
Give us a blast of the song there.
Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, doodle-lally-oodle-lally-oodle-lally-ay, dodging arrows, climbing trees, jumping over fences, laughing back and forth at what the other had to say.
And that is a grown man singing Robin Hood. I love it.
I was gassed. There was a boy played by the bear. Little John was a bear. You'd hate him, Martin. That was animal talk. Little John was a bear. Bear of a man, boy. And he was coming, and all the guards then were played by crocodiles. Well, he pucked the head off every guard that came near him.
Every crocodile. Yeah. Brilliant.
But he wore no pants.
Strange.
Yeah, Robin Hood again was played by a fox.
See, again, he'd be locked up now for that.
He's played by Pat Fox. No pants on him.
Pat Fox.
If Robin Hood was made nowadays, Mara, would they have to draw pants on him?
No, actually.
Because they didn't draw a willy on him.
Do bears have willies?
They certainly do.
Yeah.
Maura, what are your childhood memories now, apart from hating animals?
No. I just didn't like programs where like animals were kind of made cute and fluffy. Like, I did like The Jungle Book because, like, in that, the panther was bad. Like, you know, and he was like a panther. Like, the thing that annoyed me about The Lion King was that, like, Simone and Pumbaa wouldn't have lasted 2 seconds with what was Simba. Yeah, that I was just like, this is completely factually incorrect. As
4-year-old Mara, I was just going, this is nice.
I know the tape, like, you know the way you would watch videotapes. God, this is how old I am. You would watch them the whole time, repeating that Zig and Zag's nothing to do with Toast video. I love that. It's on YouTube. Oh, and like, I watched it back recently. I was like, God, this is muck, but somehow I loved it.
Great muck.
And then probably favourite childhood movie would be probably Into the West. I love that. So.
Theater.
Oh, yeah. That's class.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah. That is
good. Do the funny breathing.
The horse would have been wrecked, though, lads. They covered some mileage in that horse fight. Yeah. Into the West.
And living on popcorn.
Yeah. Remember that? You going into the cinema eating popcorn.
It was all fun and games until he shot all over the front row.
My top three TV shows. In third place, I'd probably have Sister Sister. But could someone please tell me, what did Roger ever do to deserve all the grief he got off the two birds?
He got some abuse off them twins.
Yeah. Go home, Roger. Poor old Roger. He actually went on to be a rapper out in America.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah, Roger.
All his lyrics are about, like, fuck those bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just an undertone of hate and Tia and Tamara. In second place then, I'd have the Renford Rejects.
Sorry, remember before you go on, did Roger ever get off one of the girls?
I don't think so.
I think that was the problem, that he didn't have a favour. He would have shagged either of them.
Yeah. He should have just went for one.
Yeah.
There you go, Roger, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
In second place, I'd have Renford Rejects. I love that show. That was like a Nickelodeon show about, like, five English lads who used to play five-a-side and stuff. And
soccer.
Soccer, yeah. So I like that. But in number one, my favourite childhood show, Keenan and Kel.
That's a good show.
Oh, man. Who loves orange soda?
Kel loves orange soda because he's crazy.
Because he's just mad. But yeah, I love that. And my favourite film then would probably be Good Burger that the two of them done. Yeah. Welcome to Good Burger, home with a Good Burger, can't take your order. Yeah, I love that. That and Home Alone. Yeah. But the thing about Home Alone is, you know Brenda Fricker, crazy owl one with all the birds, and your man with the snow shovel, the owl lad, they're too scary for a kid's film. I watched Home Alone at Christmas. I went out to the boot of the car. I was fully fucking convinced your man with the snow shovel was there looking at me. Honestly.
That was Sean O'Gorman.
Ah, that's brilliant.
Your neighbours.
Neighbours from hell.
Are they in the first or the second or the third Home Alone?
So the guy with the shovel is in the first Home Alone, and Brenda Fricker is in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Yeah, but she actually turns out to be sound.
Yeah, you just.
Yeah, but so does the outlet. But like,
Max, your point isn't valid. You were just a fragile child.
maybe it's just my insecurities, right, lads? I'm off to see some. Okay, so that's our childhood memories. What people will have gathered from that is that I am probably severely malfunctioning. But
an innocent boy, as they say in Ross.
An innocent boy, as they say in Ross. Oh, come up, you innocent boy. Right, that's childhood.
Yeah, I want to say to young lads, like, right, you shouldn't be listening to the podcast anyway.
Does anyone under 18 listen to this? It's bad parenting.
But I see the boys on Snapchat and that playing Fortnite and living on the computer. Mm. Get out from under that screen and go out and hurl the ball.
It's time for our Yurts or Dirts of the Week. Johnny B, what have you got for us?
Yurt or dirt? On my day off this week, what day did we take off? Tuesday off, yeah. Because worked all weekend, like the hard boys we are.
We actually worked hard this week, yeah. We're prepping a lot for tomorrow night.
So my year to the week is I went down to Waterford. I drove down to Tremor. All the hurdy-gurdies, the amusements, or the zippity-doo-dahs, as my mother calls them.
I thought that was brilliant. Right? The zippity-doo-dahs.
Yeah. They were all closed. But I tipped along the Copper Coast. And we've been talking about it on when we were doing the show down in Waterford and Snapchat and all. The Metal Man. Mm. I went out to see the Metal Man. Did you ever hear the Metal Man, Maura?
Only you talking about it.
There's three big pillars on either side of Tremor Bay. And up on top of one of them is about a 14-foot statue of a very camp-looking sailor with his finger pointed out like he's ordering a gin and elderflower.
Don't slag the gin and elderflower, man.
Over 300 people died. A big boat crashed. And they said, hey, we have to do something about it. So they put up the big camp statue. And they reckon if lads were going past, they would see that and say, well, I'm not going that way. And they'd swing around. And so there hasn't been a crash there since. So why you didn't just put up a lighthouse, I don't know. But they have the Metal Man. And the story is that if you barefoot on one leg hop around the Metal Man three times, you will be married within 12 months.
So don't ever do that. Unless you want someone spending all your money.
Well, like, where are you going to find and meet someone and plan a wedding in 3 months, like?
Yeah.
Some sort of arranged marriage.
Definitely.
They'll end up herding goats out in Pakistan or something. So that but they'd want to improve the pathway up to it. I got fucking destroyed walking up to it. To go across. I didn't want to go across private property. So I went up the long way and I got destroyed.
Good man. My yurt of the week is again Waterford. We didn't give him enough praise last week, but the audience we had in Waterford was definitely one of the best we've ever had doing the live comedy show. And I just have to give them a shout. They were just on a similar level to us. Like, you know, they got every joke quite dirty minded, I would say, to a certain point. And even, you know, we do a bit in our show where we get people up from the crowd, and even they were great crack. They just had a great sense of humour. So big up to the Waterford crowd. They're my yurt of the week. Johnny, your dirt of the week.
My dirt of the week The tap in the kitchen sink is dripping. Remember this?
Yeah, if anybody's seen it on Snapchat during the week, Johnny.
So, come here, I'll tell my dirt now.
Okay. DIY enthusiast.
The tap, the cold tap is dripping. And I'd kind of jiggle it and then it'd stop for a bit and then it'd go again. And I'm after changing the insert twice already now over the last few months. So I got an elastic band, put it from one tap to the other, and it kept them closed and it stopped dripping. And Smacks found this hilarious.
I just thought it was brilliant, like the way, like. I don't know why you just get a plumber.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, my upstairs shower is also broken as well. So we have the old solar panels in and have the fire as well. So I can heat the water and save the environment all in one. But there's always that period of time where it's not cold enough to light the fire, but it's not bright enough to get heat out of the solar panels. So in that gap, you need the electric shower. And the fucking switch on the electric shower is stuck. So, Brendan, if you're listening, answer the phone and come up and fix the fucking shower. That's my plumber. Thank you.
I went out the back the other day and he was just inside in a wheelie bin that had collected rainwater just washing himself. My dirt of the week, I've got two. It's been a tough week this week. Remember I got the screen fixed on the iPhone?
Yeah.
Gone again. Went into my friend in the shop. Now, he was a lovely fella 2 weeks ago. He's grating on me ever so slightly. You know, I went in and I was...
Did you get his name?
No, but I love how he spells Johnny. J-H-O-N-I. It's a new form of spelling that certainly I've never encountered. But I went into him and said, listen, bud. So the iOS updated. Mm-hmm. And the screen wasn't working. So I was like, just the updates after messing with the screen. So I deleted everything on my phone.
Rang Apple,
yeah, we were on the phone to Apple.
Yeah, no good.
Something, Johnny, no good. They deleted everything off the phone. Screen still wouldn't work. So I brought it back into your man. And it's going to take him 4 days to fix it. So that is my dirt of the week. And secondly, right, Topaz. Now, Johnny already has a gripe with the...
I had a Twitter spat with Topaz Restore. Because late at night, they refused to hand me a coffee out through the hatch.
Bad buzz.
If you go to several Topaz Restores at 2 a.m, to the 24-hour hatch and ask for a coffee, they'll say no hot drink through the hatch.
But that's bad for like people who are tired driving at night.
What else am I buying at 2 a.m? Show me out a bale of briquettes there. So this has been ongoing between me and them on Twitter, and it is yet to resolve. And some, like, then I didn't reply for a couple of days, and I just messaged back saying, sorry, I fell asleep without coffee.
But
so Smacks,
yeah, that's like, so now I've got a gripe with a Topaz Restore. I was in getting my flat white. I like a flat white from occasion, right? A fancy coffee. And they have this sort of a jug in there. Now, they probably think it's quirky and cool. But it's shite. It's got a flap on the top of it, right? So, like, there was a button on it. I didn't know whether to press the flap or not.
It's like a trigger.
Yeah. And, like, I only like a small drop of milk in the coffee. Just I pulled the kind of little trigger yoke on it. There must have been a litre of coffee. I had to throw away it. So, I done the old trick, you know, where I, like, looked around. And then I just slipped the flat white down into the bin.
The old no look hand pass.
Yeah. Slipped it back into the bin and tried again. And then I said, I won't pull the trigger. Just pour the milk normally. Still all poured out. Ruined the fucking coffee. So I was out drinking what can only be described as hot milk in the car. Dirt. So Topaz Restore, if you're listening, sort it out.
He's fucking scalded ever since. He's gone on about it all day.
Fair upset me. It's after ruining my day.
I don't know why, you lost me at flat white. Flat white is just like notions. And it's half a latte and it's still the same price as a full latte. Yeah. It's a joke.
But a big up to Bertie Ahern for making sure that the poor tunnel went ahead there that time of the last boom.
Yeah, he had us all on the dole there for a couple of years. But yeah. At least the poor tunnel is a good job.
We drove in along the M50 today. Normally we come in through town and we breezed in, not announce the traffic in through the poor tunnel.
We must say, we went through the poor tunnel by accident. We didn't mean to go through the poor tunnel.
Yeah. I got the directions wrong. But we pulled up and I was saying to Juan, take the €3. Jesus, take it. It was great value. And we had no traffic and we got here to Dublin ahead of our big weekend.
Yeah, so I just want to give a quick shout out to Mo from Switzerland. He called into me during the week. He got hurleys, and our family are hurley makers, and he's hurling for Zurich. They have a good team. Well, they're an alright team, apparently. Mixed team, boys and girls, over in Zurich.
What age is he?
He was 17.
Wow, it's gas.
He's tipping around on his own in Ireland, gas man.
What was he doing over?
Just hurling.
My God.
Just on holidays. Went to see the Rock of Cashel. Because he called in one day, and he got a few hurleys. And I was having a crack at him on Snapchat. And then he called back the next day and he's like, I was at the Rock of Cashel this morning And they were all slagging me about being on your Snapchat. He called back a second day.
A man more.
And also to Jack Waters, he's been snapping us there. He's done his cruise sheet and he's been in hospital and just listened to 5 hours straight of the podcast. So he's going to be going from straight from hospital to a mental hospital. After this.
Watch the dodgy knee, lad, or you'll end up like me. That's this week's podcast, lads. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to rate, review, tell your friends about the Two Johnnies podcast.
Maura, how are you? Any other news for us this week?
I know, I'm all good. I made it through this week. 5 more weeks till I'm on my summer holidays. So,
and you got to meet Jimmy Buckley.
I did. Jimmy Buckley is the nicest man ever. So we did a little bit of jive, and he is the best crack ever. Love the man.
Is he a good driver?
He's very good. Yeah.
And did you tell him about Smacks calling him a prick?
I didn't call him.
That's why he rang you and left you that voicemail.
Jimmy, listen, we'll settle it, right? There's a car park in Roscrea. I'll see you there.
No shirts, no shoes.
Yeah. Just bare knuckle, Jim. Me and you, boy, right? Step out, Jimmy, for belts.
But he also did say that his son, Michael, is big fansy, so.
Hey. So, Michael, if you're listening to the podcast, we love your father.
If you're listening, Johnny's going to fight your father.
Okay, Maura, did we do okay this week?
Did very good. Very okay. Good, very good.
Are we going for a feed, so?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah, Goujons.
Goujons, kid Tromo.
Tromo, lad, we got a 10 euro voucher.
We'll be back next week, same time, same channel. Good luck.
Good luck.
It's lovely.
It's the Two Johnnies podcast. The Two Johnnies podcast.
Two Johnnies recording a podcast.
Johnny's Podcast is a big ball, small ball production.